Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is paper. P-A-P-E-R.
Really?
You bet your life.
The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
He's a waste of time.
Oh, that's me.
Well, here I am again with $1,000 for one of our couples.
We asked for some young people to volunteer tonight, Groucho. And just before we went on the air, Mrs. Amelia Mendez de Bitterlein, Mr. Bill...
Stop ad-libbing.
Couldn't do it again. And Mr. Bill Albans were selected. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something, something you see every day. Amelia Mendez, huh? And Bill Albans.
Yes.
Where are you from, Bill?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm almost 28.
Almost 28. Oh, you're a fine-looking lad. Are you married?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm single.
Do you care for the ladies?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been crazy about them since I've been that big. Huh?
What did you do about it when you were that big? Well, I'll see what I can do for you, Bill. Amelia Mendez, the Bitterlein, huh? Where are you from?
Panama City, Panama.
Oh, from Panama, huh? Well, we rarely have anybody from Panama. Where's your hat? Now, you know, people all over America are planning their vacations these days. Now, some of them may want to visit Panama. How would you suggest that they go, by ship or by plane?
I would suggest that they go by plane because it's faster, and then they could stop in several Central American countries as well as Panama. For example, they could go to Guatemala, to Nicaragua, and Costa Rica.
You say they'd visit Guatemala? How long would we stay in Guatemala?
Overnight or a day. It depends on how much time you have.
Just one day in Guatemala? Well, I guess that's right, that old saying. Here today in Guatemala. Bill, where do you plan on going on your vacation this year?
Well, I'm going to try to be in Helsinki, Finland.
What's your language, Bill? There are ladies present. Why would you want to go to Helsinki, Bill?
Well, see, that's where they're going to hold the Olympics this summer.
Oh, and what, are you going as a spectator or as a participant?
I'm going to try to go as a participant, yes.
Oh, well, that's a very great honor to be on the Olympic track team. Have you had much experience?
Well, I was on our last Olympic team.
Well, congratulations. We're honored to have you. Just to be a contestant. What event would you win?
I was in the hot spot.
What is that, training for pedestrians? Are you planning on entering the hop, step, and jump this year?
No, I'm going to try for our decathlon team this year.
Well, what about this fellow up north? What's his name?
Yeah.
Do you know who I mean? What's his name?
I believe it's Bob Mathias.
Yeah. Well, are you going to have to compete against him?
Yes, sir, I think.
Well, that's tough going, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be one of the greatest since Jim Thorpe and
Dave
Dickerson, huh?
Well, he probably is the greatest, I guess, yeah.
And you'll have to go up against that? And you don't get any handicap or anything?
No.
I think you're very foolish. If I were you, I'd go to Panama. Well, it's been certainly pleasant talking to you two, and I hope you win lots of vacation money here tonight. Of course, in just 1 minute, you're going to play Your Bet Your Life for a chance at the $1,000 question. Right now, I want you to pay close attention to some words of special importance.
Take the 5 mile trial. Take the 5 mile trial. Go in tomorrow to see your DeSoto Plymouth dealer and drive the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the famous Powermaster 6. Compare the DeSoto Fire Dome 8 with any car on the road today, not just on the straightaway, but going up steep hills and through stop and go city traffic and under all road conditions. You'll discover the sensational acceleration and reserve power
of the new 160-horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome V8 engine at all speeds. It's America's most advanced engine design, giving you more power from every drop of gas and on regular gasoline. DeSoto Full Power Steering takes the work out of driving, and when parking, it makes turning the wheel as easy as dialing a phone. Get the feel of DeSoto's Full Power Steering, the only type of power steering that takes the work out of steering all of the time. Yes, go to your DeSoto Plymouth dealers tomorrow and take the 5-mile trial in the spectacular DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the handsome DeSoto Powermaster 6. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low-priced car most like high-priced cars.
All right, now let's see how well you work together as a team. Fire Dome Phantomman.
Coming.
Give him that 160-horsepower motor and tell him the rules.
All right.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later on in the show.
Let's see how high I can bid you $20. Out of our list of 20 categories, you selected number 9, which happens to be cities with names of famous people. All right, now here's your first question. How much will you bet, and talk right out loud?
$18.
All right. Ohio's largest industrial city bears the same name as one of our former presidents. What is the name of this city?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Right.
And you're on your way with $38.
How much of the $38 are you going to risk?
I see 37.
It's all right.
37? A large city in Maryland was named for the founder of the state. What is the name of this city?
Lord Baltimore.
Baltimore is right.
You're climbing. You have $75.
Now, here's your third question. How much will you bet?
74.
Mm-hmm. 74. What is the name of the Wyoming town founded and named by Buffalo Bill? If you don't know, guess.
Wyoming.
What is the name of the Wyoming town founded and named by Buffalo Bill?
Cheyenne.
I'm sorry, it's Cody.
Cody.
Here they go.
And you've dropped down.
Buffalo Bill's real name.
Drop down to $1 now.
Well, here's your last chance to be the other couple. How much will you bet?
Bettenberg.
The largest city in Kentucky was named for a French king. What is the name of this city?
Louisville.
Louisville is right.
And you wind up with $2.
Nobody leaves here with $2. I'll give you one more question. You get this right, and we'll bring it up to 25. Who is buried in Grant's tomb? General Grant is right. Thanks, and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Groucho, we invited some young single... Groucho,
where were you last night?
Groucho, we invited some young single Republicans.
You go right home and go to bed early tonight.
I will.
You've got to watch yourself now.
We invited some
And burn the candle at both ends, you know.
We invited some young single Republicans to the program tonight, along with some young single Democrats. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Shirley Palbaum and Mr. Mike Richardson. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome, youngsters, to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Shirley Palbaum, eh?
Right.
And Mike Richardson.
That's right.
I presume that's you, Mike.
That's my name.
A young Republican and a young Democrat. Mike, I think it'd be nice if you two held hands. Would you mind holding hands for just a second? Oh, go on.
Sure.
Hold hands with him. Now, keep them that way. Don't let go.
Huh? We're too nervous.
The old joke. If they let go, they'll kill each other. Huh? How old are you, Shirley?
Well,
it isn't
I look older than
it isn't, I am. It isn't obligatory. You don't have to answer. You look like a real young, attractive, pretty girl.
Thank you.
How old are you? How old are you, Mike?
I'm 31.
Now, let's see. You're the Democrat. Is that right, Mike?
No, sir. That is not right.
That's becoming fighting words. You don't have to get angry. You think I'd call him a wife beater. You must be the Democrat, eh?
I certainly am.
Look how pleased she is. You think I'd call her Marilyn Monroe. How active a Republican are you, Mike?
Groucho, I'm the president of the Westwood Young Republicans.
What sort of work do you do, Mike?
I'm the purchasing agent for the Hardman Tool and Engineering Company. We build aircraft chairs.
What is your job, Shirley?
I'm a legal secretary. I work for Richard Richards, who's chairman of the Democratic County Central Committee.
You're not married?
No.
For a Democrat, you sound more like an independent. How about you, Mike? You married?
No, I'm not.
A single Republican and a single Democrat, eh? You two should get married by all means. You could have your own third party. Now, what's the purpose of the Young Republicans?
Well, we try to supply transportation to the polls. We do babysitting on election day. We stuff envelopes, make sure that thousands of top pieces
of... Is that
of
all you stuff? Are you sure you just stuffed the envelopes? Have I thrown you in slip? Have I ever heard? What do you mean you provide transportation?
Well, on election day, I'd say some of our members make as many as 20 trips to the polls.
Well, don't the Democrats object? Or are they busy making 21 trips to the polls? I'm strictly neutral in this battle because it happens I'm a Whig. Except on windy days when it blows off. Well, let's hear. Could we have a little sample campaigning? Mike, give me all the reasons I should vote the Republican ticket this year. And take all the time you want. You've got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I would say you should vote the Republican ticket, first of all, for the obvious reasons you see in the newspaper.
You said paper, so you win $50, and your partner here, your mortal enemy, also gets $50. You can buy a lot of votes with his money.
Well, let's campaign some more.
It won't do you any good. The duck has run out of money. He's clean out of money. All right, let's hear the campaign speech. 30 seconds.
Hold my hand.
The Young Republican is now on a different campaign. And a much smarter one, if you ask me. Well, Mike, that was a perfect political speech. Just for every minute. Shirley Gailey, it's your turn now. You got half a minute to convince me I should vote the Democratic ticket. Now, go ahead.
I've always been a Democrat, and I expect to remain a Democrat. I think the Democrats are for the working people, which is quite evident today. The employment has risen to great heights. In the Hoover administration, we had the had depression. Now we've got...
Poor old Hoover. He's been out of office 25 years, and they're still hollering at us. It was a very impressive speech, though, Shirley. Mm-hmm. You have beautiful teeth. Well, enough of this petty talk about the fate of the nation. Let's get down to important matters. You two already are, I notice. Huh? What kind of a girl are you looking for, Mike?
Well, I'm looking for what I would consider a wonderful girl, the type that I would think as much of on Sunday as possibly on Saturday night. I'm looking for the type who would revere me...
That's a new approach. I've never heard that. Now, how would Shirley differ on Sunday than she would on Saturday night?
I think she'd be fine on Sunday.
What about Saturday night?
Just as good.
He's a politician, all right. Now, suppose she happens to be a Democrat, this dream girl that you're pursuing.
Hmm? Well, I hope that in time we might sort of think alike politically.
I'm sure you will, my boy. You're going to make an excellent Democrat. Congratulations, kid, and I'll pronounce you man and wife. And Shirley, you can be the Speaker of the House. You can run things on the floor, Mike, like the vacuum cleaner. And may you have lots of little planks in your platform. Well, it's been very nice talking to you two, and I hope in November the best man wins. even if it's a woman. By the way, there's one thing that's definitely a winner, and no matter what party you belong to, and that's the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. It's a real great car. All right, forget your differences now. You're going to work together for a chance at the $1,000 question. You beat our other couples, and the chance is yours. Is that fair enough?
Fair enough.
Fenneman, remind our listeners how things stand up here.
The girl from Panama and her partner won $2. The secret word is paper.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected resorts of the United States. These resorts and towns are visited by thousands of tourists each year. Here's your first question. How much would you bet? Talk up.
We're going to bet the whole $20. Republicans are shooting the works this year.
They're not only shooting the works, they're shooting the Democrats. All right, in what state do you find Atlantic City?
New Jersey.
New Jersey is correct.
And you're on your way with $40.
I'm going for $1,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $40 are you going to risk now?
$40.
$40. In what state do you find Cape Cod?
Massachusetts.
You find the $80.
Here's your third question. How much of the $80?
The whole thing.
The whole works. In what state do you find Sun Valley?
Idaho.
Idaho is right.
You now have $160.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much of the $160 are you going to try?
The works.
In what state do you find the Catskills?
New York.
New York is correct.
And you wind up with $320.
Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Mike is cooked. I can see it in her eyes.
We asked for married couples with interesting backgrounds and stories to volunteer tonight. And just before we went on the air, Mr. and Mrs. John Caldwell were chosen. And here they come, folks. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and you'll win $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mr. and Mrs. John Caldwell, eh? John, where are you from?
I was born in Fort Worth, Texas.
How old are you, John?
I'm 33 years old.
Mrs. Caldwell? That's you, huh?
Yes.
What's your first name?
Mary.
Mary. Well, John and Mary, eh? Where did you ever get such unusual names? Where were you born, Mary?
Yorkshire, England.
Oh. Yorkshire? Were you born inside of a pudding? If you're from England, then John's from Texas. Where did you meet him?
Well, I met him down under. Well, no, in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, you mean the Antipodes, huh? Mary, where did you get married? In Texas or down under Sydney?
No, we were married in Sydney, but the day we were to be married, John was up in Brisbane, and that's 600 miles away.
John was 600 miles away? John is no fool. Where were you heading, Johnny? Towards Alaska?
No, I was up in Brisbane trying to get a plane down to Sydney for my marriage that afternoon.
Where did you go on your honeymoon?
Well, that's the sad part.
As a rule, it isn't. Well, I'm willing to listen to anything.
We didn't have a honeymoon because 3 days later I shipped out in the Merchant Marine.
How long were you separated from your bride?
Oh, a long time. This ship that I left on was wrecked up in New Guinea, and then I was put aboard another ship that went around the world, and touched about every port except an Australian port, and eventually I wound up in New York City more than a year after having seen my bride, and naturally feeling very cheated and wanting to get back down there.
Well, what happened? Here you are in New York, and she was in Australia.
Well, she couldn't get over here, and I couldn't get down there on a ship, so I thought if I went down to Panama, I could get a British ship, but when I got down there, I couldn't, so I bought a little 29-foot sailboat and thought I'd try, sail to Australia.
Well, tell us about your boat trip. How many other lunatics were aboard?
Well, that's sad, too. I was alone.
You were alone?
Well,
what about at night? Didn't you have to sleep?
Yeah, but that little boat did all right. I'll tell you about it. The trouble was that I'd never sailed a boat before.
Well, that's certainly the right equipment to go around the world. I think a fellow's crazy to have any experience in a thing like that. Just buy a boat and sail around the ocean.
I had a book on how to...
You were foolish to do it in a boat, though. You should have done it on a log or something. Logo stick or something, you know, exciting.
I had a couple of books aboard, though. I had a book on how to sail.
Well, that's good. That's really all you need.
No, because
what about at night when you wanted to sleep? What'd you do?
Well, I had a book on how to navigate.
Well, you read this while you were sleeping? Did you have a motor on this thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gasoline motor, and did it work all right all the way through?
After 5 days of contact. Pulled a shark aboard, and he banged away the cockpit and got his head on the engine and broke spark plugs off. And they mentioned that I had sails. And...
But you had this shark then for company, didn't you? I could have this shark to play cards. This wasn't a card shark. No. You meet them on boats, you know. You got to be very careful when you're traveling. So?
Well, I got past the Perlis Islands nearby Panama and past the Galapagos, that's 1,000 miles away, and past the Marquesas, that's 4,000 miles out into the Pacific. But I had some tough luck. After leaving the Marquesas, I ran into a hurricane and I was dismasted. Of course, most of my food was destroyed, my compass was broken, the second was no good, and putting the boat under a jury rig, I just drifted helplessly.
How long did you drift?
49 days adrift in the South Pacific, looking for land.
Did you have enough food and water for this emergency?
Well, food gave out very soon, and of course, you start getting hungry. And I got so desperate, I ate the moss off the side of the boat, and I finally found a jar of Vaseline, and that really wasn't so bad. And face cream, and I made a slingshot and knocked down a seabird. But I was using nuts and bolts from the engine and ran out of nuts and bolts. By that time, things were getting
pretty involved, I guess. up to then, it was a picnic, huh? There's one thing I want to know. Did you live through this ordeal? And if not, where are you now?
Old island of Tuvasa in the exploring islands of eastern Fiji.
Yeah.
And finally they took me off to a copra schooner and then to the main island, and I connected with a bomber to Australia. But, of course, when I made this date with Mary at the time I left Panama, I told her I was leaving on the smallest boat I'd ever been on with the smallest crew. And I'd be there in 6 or 7 months while I was 3 months late when I got there.
I bet she was pretty angry, too, huh? Well, you've had enough adventures to last a dozen lifetimes. You realize, of course, you could have avoided all this trouble if you'd met each other at Catalina. Although, don't think you can't get in trouble in Catalina. Well, you're a nice couple, and I hope you win lots of money tonight. Because right now, you're going to play your bet your life for a chance at the $1,000 question. Are you ready?
Sure.
All you got to do is run your $20 and more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to be mine now, listening.
The young Democrat and the young Republican are ahead with $320.
You selected nautical times as your category. Here's your first question. How much did you bet? What is the after part of a ship called?
Stern.
Stern is right. Well, $40. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. How much is the $30 when you try this?
$40.
$40. $40?
I'm the skipper on the boat. But...
What is it called when you change the course of a vessel by shifting the position of the sails?
Tack.
Tack or tacking. That's right. You now have $80. How much are you betting? The whole thing?
Yes.
What do you call the ship's diary or journal?
The log.
Logbook is right.
You find the $160.
And it's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 160?
All of it.
What is the left side of a ship called?
Port.
Port is right.
You wind up with $320. And that means that you're tied with the young Democrat and the young Republican, who also have $320. And you'll both get a chance at the $1,000 DeSoto Plymouth question in just 1 minute. Repair bills are the price you pay for not lubricating your car properly. And you can avoid so many costly repairs by driving your car into a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's for a lubrication checkup every 1,000 miles. Depend on it, you'll get more than just an ordinary grease job, more than just a change of oil in the crankcase. The men at your DeSoto Plymouth dealer's work to exacting factory specifications. And that's your assurance of a proper, complete lubrication job. In fact, no matter what the job, from an engine tune-up to a major repair, you'll get the same thoroughgoing attention. Because your DeSoto Plymouth dealer knows your car best. His master technicians are thoroughly experienced and trained in factory methods. They use the finest tools and equipment available. And if your car should need parts, your DeSoto Plymouth dealer can supply you immediately with the right factory-approved parts. So, whether you're interested in a lubrication job or a repair job, big or small, you can be sure of this. You'll get top service. Fast, efficient, and courteous service wherever you see the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Well, here come the two couples who are tied for our big question tonight, Groucho. The young Democrat and the young Republican, and Mr. and Mrs. Caldwell. Come on in here, folks.
Getting here all together, and
here's where you all sail the seven seas.
Each couple, it says on our card here, Groucho, will decide on a single answer and write it down on one of the cards they have in their hands. Now, if both couples get it right, they'll split the money between them. Okay? You have 15 seconds, and here is the question.
In 1894, a French army officer was found guilty of betraying army secrets and was sentenced to Devil's Island. Through the efforts of Émile Zola and others, his case aroused public opinion, and he later was pardoned. For $1,000, what is the name of this celebrated French officer? No answer? Let's see the answer. The correct answer is Alfred Dreyfus.
Oh, of course.
That's pretty easy, too. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win in the quiz, George?
Well, they went the limit, $320 each.
Well, congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see DeSoto Fire Dome 8 tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Don't stick your neck out in traffic. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.